Ruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united, learning the Torah of the Zerah Shimshon. Our shir is dedicated for a schus and refuah shalema for Rabbi Yosef Menachem Monish ben Genendel and for Sarah Baspina. May they have arichas yamim v'shanim tovos. In the Beis Medrash, when it comes time for Sfiras HaOmer, we always hear the people raise their voices, sometimes even shouting the bracha, Asher kidishanu b'mitzvoso v'tzivanu al Sfiras HaOmer. Why do they say it out loud? It began around the time of Sfiras HaOmer in the Beis HaMikdash. Then it was Hakravas HaOmer. There was a machloikus between the Chachmei Yisrael and the Tzadokim about when was the proper time to cut the wheat for the Omer. The Talmud tells us at great length the ritual of Ktziras HaOmer that took place with great fanfare. It was because there were those mistaken people who held that when the Pasuk says, Usfartam lochem mimachras ha-shabos, miyom haviyachem es Omer atanufa, it meant that the Ktziras HaOmer was not Doche Shabbos, but would always fall out on Motzoi Shabbos. According to this Shita, Shavuos would always begin on Sunday. The Chachmei Yisrael held, Mimorchos HaShabbos refers to the day following the first of Pesach. That's on the 16th of Nisan. Once it grew dark, the Shliach of the Basin would call out, Bo HaShemesh, did the sun set? And those that gathered would respond, Hain, yes. He would repeat, did the sun set? All of those that were assembled would respond once again, yes. Magol Zu, should I use this sickle? They would respond, yes. He would repeat it again, Magol Zu, and they would respond, yes. Then he would say, Kupa Zu, should I use this basket? Those that were assembled would say, Hain, yes. He would ask again, Kupazu, and again they would say, yes, Hain. If the 16th of Nisan was on Shabbos, the Shliach would say, Shabbazu, shall I cut the sheaves on Shabbos? Omer Hain, they would say yes, and he would repeat it, Ektsor, shall I cut? And they would say, Ktsor, cut. The Shliach would ask three times with regard to every matter. And those that assembled would always respond, Hain, Hain, yes, yes, yes. The Talmud explains that this was all necessary to make the truth be known. The Chachmei Yisrael arranged that the Ktziras HaOmer would take place with koil, with great ceremony, and there should be a voice that would go out to publicize the correct shita. Since that time of the Koitzrim, when they raised their voices, the minig has lasted throughout the generations until our day with the bracha of Sfiras HaOmer and the counting made out loud. The great tzaddik, Hagoyin Rebbe Elchanan Wasserman, Zecher Tzaddik Kodesh Otar Livrocha Hashem Yimkom Damoy, once was in America, and there was somebody who wanted him to speak for a certain organization that did not meet Torah standards. Rebbe Elchanan refused. The man said to him, if you're not going to speak for that organization, I can assure you that you will not be given funds from any place that is under my direction. Rebbe Elchanan listened to him for a moment, and he responded, in Europe, there was a town shikur. Every town had their shikur. There was one great mila to the shikur. The shikur did not have a filter. He would say the truth no matter what. That was the mila of the town shikur. I guess here in America, I will have to be the town shikur. As long as I say the truth, it's okay with me. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will continue with our Shir in the Zerah Shimshon tomorrow.